Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I would love to hear your comments about the show and any ideas that you have for any future segments. Before we get started with the show today, I want to take a minute and I want to say a special thanks to my sponsors for helping me to help others. To learn more about my sponsors, please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and visit the radio show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I also want to say a special thank you to Bonnie Ross and Daryl Thistle for writing and producing my theme music, A Perfect Sky. You hear part of that song during the intro and the outro of the show, but to hear the entire song, please visit my homepage at AskSueLondon.com. You can now purchase this track at BonnieRoss.com under her music link. I know once you hear the full song, you're going to find it absolutely incredibly healing and very calming. It's just an amazing song, so I'm very grateful for them giving me that wonderful gift. Now, we have a great show today. Have you made several attempts to get organized but ended up frustrated and overwhelmed because you couldn't keep it that way very long? Well, don't worry. It's not your fault. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you either. It just may mean that the techniques you tried were not a good fit for you. The key to conquering clutter once and for all is to find solutions that fit your preferred learning style. And once you determine your natural learning style and begin using organizing techniques that reflect it, organizing will get easier for you. And the result will last longer because you won't have to change who you are to make them work. The topic of our show today is getting organized. One size does not fit all. And my very special guest is Helen Buttigieg. Certified professional organizer and life coach Helen Buttigieg is the founder and president of We Organize You. And for over a decade has been dedicated to helping people make space for what matters the most. Helen is best known as the host of the hit organizing TV show Neat and has appeared as a guest on a variety of radio and television programs. She's a regular contributor for several publications and has been featured in newspapers and magazines in both Canada and the U.S. Helen is the author of the great award-winning book, Organizing Outside the Box, Conquer Clutter Using Your Natural Learning Style. I've personally worked with Helen. She came to me at a time when I was doing some renovations in my office, and I really didn't know what to do with my filing system. I had all kinds of papers, and I didn't know that special spot where to put them. I really learned during that time that what was the best system for me so that I could keep that paperwork organized. I also discovered why my husband and I do things differently. Let me tell you, that was a huge eye-opener, and for any couple that goes through challenges with organizing and clearing out, this is the show for you. So today, you're going to learn about how to solve all those dilemmas. Helen, are you there? Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. I think we're having some technical challenges here today, folks. Are you there, Helen? No, I think...
Well, Sue, maybe what we can do is we'll take a break early, and we'll get Helen on the line, and we'll do that right now. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right.
We'll go right to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry for that little bit of a technical challenge there. Today I was saying that we have got the show topic is getting organized. One size does not fit all. And my special guest is Helen Buttigieg. We now have Helen on the show here. So, Helen, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue. Great to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you here. I didn't know if we were going to have you on or not. The joy of technology, eh?
Oh, we figured it out. We got to get the message out. So where there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely. Now, before we get started, I just want to share with everybody that you have the opportunity to phone in and you can ask Helen your questions. So the number that you call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Helen, I was telling everyone that I've worked with you, and for me, clutter really affects me. Can you tell our listeners, for those who may not be aware of it, how can clutter affect people's lives?
Well, Sue, it can affect every part of our lives. It can affect us physically in that it makes us feel drained when we look around and see it. It can affect us emotionally because very often we guilt ourselves into not going out and having fun because we have this mess around us, so we want to punish ourselves. It affects our relationships because we're ashamed to have people over, or we're always fighting with those that live with us about the clutter. And so, you know, most importantly, though, I feel from working with so many clients that it affects our confidence. And when we're able to conquer the clutter, we feel like we can do anything now.
Well, you know, I find for me, and you and I have talked about this before, I love Christmas. I get so excited, but I really have a hard time with everything sitting around. And it wasn't until you pointed out the way I learn and my, how my setup is that I now know why. So people listening that may, have challenges at Christmas, with their stuff around. Today you're going to learn why. Just want to, you know, get that little bit in there because I want everyone just to hang onto their seats because this is just, this is my favorite topic, as you know, Helen. I love being organized and, it's just great. Now, can you, share what would you say is the biggest obstacle to decluttering?
Well, I would say the number one obstacle is emotional attachment to our stuff.
Okay.
And there are a lot of reasons why we have that emotional attachment. Most of it is subconscious. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a matter of figuring out or identifying what hidden investment we have in keeping this stuff and staying disorganized. Mm-hmm. So, for example, sometimes someone has a fear of lack, so they have a need for abundance. And so just having a lot of stuff around them allows them to feel secure. Okay, so that's the hidden investment in keeping all this stuff and staying disorganized.
Okay.
However, you're sending a powerful message out to the universe, right? Saying, I don't have any room for new things. And really, is that what you want?
You know, you're making a good point there because anytime I'm going through any growth in my life, I cannot grab a bag or a box fast enough and clean out a closet or clean out a cupboard or, you know, take extra things off the shelves or whatever. And every time I'm grabbing that bag, my husband's like, oh no, there's nothing left to get rid of. So that's a real point because I know every time I do clean stuff out, it's always replaced with an abundance of some form, whether it's, you know, financial abundance or an opportunity comes or, you know, it's true. You know, don't you find that happens with you that when you're growing, you feel like a desire to clean out too?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting because when I was first hired to host the show Neat, I remember having a major decluttering session in my office because I felt like a lot of the files I had were sort of representative of my previous life, you know, my past life, and it was time to move forward. So I looked through all the files and thought, okay, is this relevant? Am I still interested in this topic? Am I still doing this hobby? And anything that wasn't relevant to my current life or the life that I envisioned for myself, I purged. And, you know, within a couple of days, I got a call completely out of the blue from the producers of the show asking me to come and audition. So you just never know what might be waiting around the corner if you could just make space by letting go of whatever's not relevant anymore.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, I don't think myself, I've never, ever had that problem of letting go. I know my husband has, and you know, I called him my work in progress. Now he's great. I can just say, okay, time to clean out, and he gets the stuff and it goes. But there's some people that really truly can't let go. Now, to help those people to create the life that they desire, what would you say would be the first thing that they could do? Because I know they have this emotional attachment, but what would you say to people like that?
Well, if I was working with someone that had an emotional attachment, I would help them identify what those things represent.
Okay.
So let's look at what it is you're attached most to. And everyone has something. You know, for some people it's shoes and other people it's purses. And so what does that represent? If you're holding on to all your high school stuff, you know, what does that mean to you? And maybe it represents a particularly happy time in your life where you had a lot of friends, for example, and maybe you're feeling like that's missing right now, so you're holding on to that.
Okay.
So identifying what it is that the items represent for you is the first step in moving forward and letting go. But sometimes it's hard to identify that, and that's why I say I do it when I work with someone. But for people who are listening on right now and can't figure that out, I will give you a positive step you can take. And that is, get rid of the no-brainers first. The stuff that you're not attached to.
And
sometimes just getting the ball rolling and getting started somewhere is better than looking at this huge, overwhelming, you know, amount of stuff and thinking, oh, there's no hope for me. I don't even know where to begin.
Yes. Take baby steps. That's great, advice to give. Now, let me ask you, why is it that conventional methods of getting organized don't work for everybody?
Well, because we're all wired differently.
Yeah.
And so imagine if you're left-handed and you're using right-handed scissors.
Right.
Right? You can still cut, but it doesn't fit. It doesn't feel right. And you're going against your nature, so it's uncomfortable. And
That's right.
The same thing with organizing. If you are trying to adapt to a cookie-cutter approach, it's just going to drain your energy, and you're not going to be able to maintain it over the long term.
Right. And, you know, it was one thing that I really learned, listeners, from having Helen in my office was I am one, like, you know, I do feng shui and I clear out the changing, shifting the energy and that. And one thing that I had challenges with was with my paperwork. And what Helen pointed out, and Helen, I always bring this up with you because it just amazes me. I am aware of energy in that. And one thing that Helen pointed out was when we were going through my files, I had samples of speaking proposals and speaking ad sheets, that kind of thing, in my filing cabinet. And right away, Helen, she looked at that and she said, okay, this has got to go. This is not your energy. This is old energy. And it was really an eye-opener for me of the amount of paperwork I was saving just in case. Now, Helen, there's a lot of people out there doing that.
Mm-hmm. And just in case, when I hear that, it the word fear comes up.
Yes.
And so usually, you know, we're saving for a rainy day just in case. But, you know, rather than come from a place of fear, I would invite listeners to come from a place of trust and faith that things will work out and that you will be able to attract all the things that you want to attract by just letting go of the things that are not working.
It's
and
true.
So, you know, if we look at our wardrobe, for example, you know, if you're hanging on to clothes that you don't particularly like or that don't fit you properly just because you're worried that, you know, someday you may not be able to go out and buy more clothing, well, you're just going to attract that lack. Instead, just trust that by letting go of the clothes that aren't working, you're going to find, you know, all of a sudden the things that you want are on sale, or you end up making some extra money that you can put towards a wardrobe, or someone close to you comes all of a sudden with clothes they're getting rid of. They happen to be in your size and style.
Yes.
You know, these things happen if you trust and you have faith.
Well, you know, we went through our house and I was going through a real cleaning spurt again, cleaning out and a real spiritual growth. And I went through our house and I was finding a lot of stuff that wasn't good for my energy anymore. It was old energy and that had to go. And I just put it out of the road. There was even some antiques out there. And what ended up happening when you say, you know, it comes back to you, put all this stuff out of the road. And the lady down the street, she came knocking my door a few hours later and she said, oh my gosh, is this a mistake? Are you getting rid of this stuff? And I said, yes. And she said her husband had just left, took half their furniture. She didn't have any. And, she said that it was great. She wanted to take it, but she wanted to know if it would be okay. She wanted to give me a whole bunch of little Tykes items for our grandson, who at the time was just a year and a half. So you see, there's a sign, you know, that it does come back to you. Mm-hmm. I've got someone here, question. Dade from Mystic is on the line, wants to talk about organization. Can we just take this call for a minute?
Sure.
Is that okay? Okay. Do you want to put Dade on there, Chris?
How you doing, Sue?
Hi. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, but I'm glad to be on it. I listen to it from time to time and enjoy it. Sure. And just want to say it's really cool. And my question, before I go on to the question, I just happen to notice, guys, I spend a lot of time in Canada on vacations. A little bit off topic for a sec. You sound like you got a Canadian accent.
Yes, we do, eh?
So where are you all from?
Well, we're both from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, yeah. Toronto, I've been to Kingston, Belleville, all of it.
Oh, yeah. We
love the area
that.
A lot.
It's so funny for us to hear that we have an accent because we don't think we have an accent.
I caught it. I hear say. I know how people pronunciate up there, shall we say. All right. My question to you is, over live radio, I almost hate to admit it, but I try to be as organized as possible, but I have a big time collector of a lot of stuff, and people tell me different ideas of how to get rid of it or how to organize it, and we're talking almost pack rat style here, so I'd like to get your thoughts and what I should probably try to do about it.
What is it that you collect?
Oh, everything from newspapers to railroad schedules to CDs, which I probably never get rid of my music CDs, but bunch of different things. It's quite a substantial collection, mostly media related though.
Okay, so are you willing to play a little bit with me and let me coach you around this?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. So what do you think is the payoff of keeping all of this stuff around you and collecting it? What do you think you get out of it?
Okay, well, some of it, where my thought originally was, is that some of the stuff would become worth money down the road. I said media-related stuff. Some of the stuff I got, like TV guides. I got one of the largest collections in the northeastern United States. As it turns out, from what I looked on a collector's book, that some of it's worth a considerable amount of money, even if I sold it for a quarter of the price. So I think I was right about that. My original idea with newspapers was to have the news archives from certain areas for certain periods of time in case I could use it for whatever I do down the road, hopefully maybe writing a book about it or doing radio stuff with it, whatever. But I've been finding myself tossing more of that stuff out. But I'm thinking from an organization standpoint, do you got any idea of how I could better archive things? I think that's my question, more of a, to make more sense archiving stuff, what I should probably keep, what I should probably trash.
Okay. Am I accurate then in saying that you are collecting these items because someday they may be worth something?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. So we touched on this earlier, which is a need for abundance, right? And so what I invite you to do, and I often suggest this to clients, is go online, do a little bit of research, and find out specifically what these items are currently worth. Because the value may surprise you.
It's most likely will. Or not surprise me, and maybe if it's worthless. Right?
So this is what I find quite often is that folks hold on to things in case, you know, someday they'll go up in value. But then when they actually do a little bit of research after they've kept the items for 10 years and paid for storage for 10 years off-site, they find out, wow, they're not really worth as much as I thought they were. So why wait the 10 years? Why not find out now what they're worth and then weigh it against what your space is worth and what it would be worth to you to free yourself up from all of that?
That's a very good idea. It's actually, it's, and I should have thought of that.
Well, that's okay. You know, we're not born knowing this stuff.
I try to think of myself as astute, but yeah, the internet's staring me right in the face. I could look up the stuff on the internet, the stuff I don't have the books for, and it'd save a lot of trouble.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, and then when you do that, then you send us an email and you let us know, and we'll share that with everyone on the show. How's that?
Sounds good to me, Sue.
That's great.
Thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah, that's
wonderful. Take care, Helen. Appreciate y'all's help.
Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
I think what we're going to do now, Helen, is we're just going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about this life-changing subject. And I just want to remind everyone, this is your opportunity to phone in, ask Helen your questions. And again, as a reminder, the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, so we'll just go to that quick break now. When we come back, you're going to learn the different types of learning styles and which one is right for you. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge. And when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Helen Buttigieg, and the topic is getting organized. One size does not fit all. Before the break, Helen was sharing some information about organizing and how it does not one size fit all. Now, Helen, before we go any further, can you share with everybody your contact information so they can connect with you and purchase your book after our segment here?
Sure, absolutely. My website is weorganizeyou.com, and that's the letter U. And all the information is on my website, including signing up for my free newsletter.
Perfect. And the newsletter is fantastic, guys. So
thank
many
you.
Tips in there and tools to use. So, yeah, I really recommend it. Everyone tune in for that. Sign up for that. Now, Helen, this is my favorite part. Tell us about the learning styles.
Okay. And so earlier you asked me why conventional methods don't work. And I gave
right.
the example of the scissors and how if a system doesn't fit us, mm-hmm. then it's very difficult. And so learning styles are simply different ways of taking in information based on the way we are wired, our natural way of doing things. Now, most people have a combination of learning styles, but one is more prominent than the others.
Okay.
And so for us to maintain our organization, we need to make it natural. It needs to come from our learning style. It's
yes.
much easier to get organized, and the results will last because maintaining the system feels natural.
Yes.
And so the three learning styles, I think you touched on one earlier when you talked about Christmas, is
yeah.
visual. Okay.
Yes.
So visual is you take in information by seeing. The second one is auditory, so mm-hmm. by hearing. And the third one is kinesthetic, which is by doing.
Okay. Now, I know myself, I'm visual. And I talked briefly in the beginning, folks, that my husband and I just don't get it why he doesn't understand why I want to clear everything out of our house, all the clutter. He is a different learning style. Now, I think, Helen, do you remember, was Ross auditory?
Yes, I think he was auditory.
Yeah. So now, just that difference, folks, husband and wives, just that one thing changing. Boy, does it make life easier in your house to understand your spouse.
Well, so, a perfect example is yeah. if your husband's going out to the store to buy a few items from the grocery store and you know, you give him a list because your natural learning style as a visual would be to give him a list. It's not going to work for him. He will either lose the list or look at the list and not see everything on the list. You're better off to call him when he's at the grocery store and read your list to him.
And that's exactly what I have to do now because he does forget things on the list.
See, because auditory yeah. people don't respond to visual cues.
It's so true. Yeah, and we're both like, how can you not get this? I don't understand how you don't know this. But that has really, just that one simple thing has really made a difference in our lives. And
Go ahead. I was just going to say, once you understand everyone else's learning style, you can make requests in a way that each individual can understand and remember. And so imagine yeah. how this is going to change your communication style.
And it does. And it really does, folks. It's so true. Before I ask you the next question, guys, I want to encourage you to phone in and ask Helen your questions. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. This is really your great opportunity to learn how to clear your clutter once and for all and make opportunities for new things to come to you. Now, Helen, how do we determine our learning style? That's a big one, right?
Yes, it is a big one. Now, there's some common traits you can look for to give you clues into your learning style, okay? So, for example, if you're operating equipment for the first time, let's say you just got a new cell phone,
okay,
visuals will read the instructions.
Okay.
Auditory folks will ask for an explanation at the store. And kinesthetics will go and learn by trial and error. So they will try it out. Okay. Very often visual people will say, I see what you mean. Auditories will say, I hear what you're saying. And kinesthetics will say, I know how you feel. And so that's a way to get some clues. Now in the book, there's also some case studies where we describe the typical home of each of the learning styles.
Okay.
So that, you know, you can get a sense just by walking through and looking at your house with fresh eyes, you can get some clues to your learning style. Now, the easiest way, though, is just to take the quiz, which is at the front of the book, and it'll give you a very clear indication of not only what your primary learning style is, but what your secondary one is as well. Because, as I said, you know, very often we're a combination.
Now, I can't remember. Was I a combination or was I just visual? I don't remember.
I believe that you were a combination, but a big part of you was visual.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very visual. And I know for me that if my desk when I'm working is not clutter free, I feel dizzy. I feel scattered and I have trouble focusing. So anytime I find when my desk is a mess, I have to stop everything and clean my desk off before I'm going to be able to accomplish anything because it's just too distracting for me. So now go ahead.
It's interesting. It's almost like catch 22 because visual people want to be able to see everything because out of sight is out of mind. But at the same time, when they're looking at too many things, because they're visual, it can be very distracting and they can lose their focus. So it's a matter of getting a balance.
And that's so true with me. Now, can you share some organizing tips for visual learners? This was life-changing for me. And so guys, get your pens and paper out because this is phenomenal what she's going to share with you.
Okay. Number one tip.
Okay.
Don't store the files that you use on a regular basis in filing cabinets. Mm-hmm. Okay. The conventional way of filing is not going to work for you because it'll be out of sight, out of mind. And chances are what you're already doing is just piling them on top of the filing cabinet because you're afraid that if you put them inside, you won't be able to find them when you need them. So get yourself some rolling carts, which is basically a cart that can roll under your desk, but it's open at the top so you can see all your files. Also, invest in a literature sorter or crates or step sorters. And this lingo might be new to a lot of people, but if you Google the terms, you'll get photos. We also have photos in the book. The key, though, here is systems that are open at the top, giving you a clear view and easy access to those files that you're using on a daily basis.
The systems that you're talking about really have made a difference for me, really made a difference. And, you know, one of the things that Helen shared with me that my closet in my office, I converted it to like a bookshelf. So I got rid of the bookshelf that was in my office, and because, again, it's visual, right? I'm looking at all the books all over the place, and we put built-in cupboard shelves in my closet, and then now the doors can be shut. That was really a great tool for me as well, Helen.
Great to hear. So anything that's going to allow you to see what you have. So, for example, clear plastic letter trays for your inbox or papers to be filed. Label things, color code things, binders and bins. If they're color coded, you will immediately know which one you need to grab for whatever you're working on. And I would even recommend removing the closet doors in the bedroom and replacing them with curtains that could be pulled back so you can see your whole wardrobe all at once.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. Good. Now, and the rolling cart, folks, that Helen talked about, I do have a rolling cart in my office, and I got rid of my filing cabinet, and that really made a difference.
You can keep the filing cabinet for things that you're not going to be needing as often, so maybe some archived files or things like that. That's okay. But it's the stuff that you're using on a regular basis that you really need to be able to see and have easy access to.
Good. Now, Helen, we've got on the instant feedback, Jonah. Jonas, I apologize if I'm saying this wrong, from South Africa. He's got a question here. Helen, how does clutter around us affect our energy and prosperity? Want to touch on that one before we go to commercial in the next minute and a half?
Well, simply said, clutter is like a wall keeping all the good stuff out.
Yes.
And so if you remove the clutter, you're opening up the space and everything is going to come flowing towards you.
Good way to put that. That is so great. Jonah, thank you so much for your question. I encourage you all to keep asking those questions because this lady knows it. She's great. I've worked with her personally. Helen, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to take a quick break again, and we're going to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we want to talk about the other different learning styles.
Absolutely.
Sound good?
Yes,
okay.
Great.
So as a reminder, guys, ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. And also, you can phone your questions in and talk to Helen and ask at 800-930-2819. And when you're on the break, be sure and check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. There's lots of inspiring information there, along with my contact details. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Helen Buttigieg here talking about getting organized. One size does not fit all. Now, before the break, we were talking about organizing tips for the different learning types. We touched on the organizing tips for the visual learner. Now, Helen, let's talk about some organizing tips for the auditory learner. That's what my husband is.
Absolutely. And so, as I mentioned earlier when we were talking about the grocery store, you want to be using your cell phone or a small tape recorder to record things. So, for example, a visual person would use a to-do list. An auditory person can record their daily tasks and appointments and hear them back.
Okay.
And there's also systems on the computer that will allow you to do this as well, so it's worth looking into that. Use sounds, alarms, timers, things like that. Use them regularly as reminders to keep you on schedule.
Okay.
And in terms of eliminating distractions, the auditory person is really distracted by noise, just like the visual person is distracted by things that they can see.
Yes.
So as an auditory person, you want to close your email program or disable the email alert feature when you're working on important tasks that require your full attention.
Good, good. Now, we've got some more questions here on both areas, actually, the instant feedback area and a caller. How about can we take this caller now, Helen?
Sure.
We've got Nadine from Westerly, Rhode Island. Are you on the call here now, Nadine?
Yes, I am.
Hello there. Welcome to Get Inspired. You have a question for Helen.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to be organized. My problem is I try to be organized, but I just automatically, like, I'm always losing things. I'm not consciously putting things away. I just don't even remember doing it. Do you have any clue, any hints for that?
Well, first of all, I want to say there's always hope. Believe me.
So miracles do happen.
Keep working on it. But here's the thing. Once you figure out your learning style, then you can set up systems where you'll remember where you put things. So, for example, if you are an auditory person, as you're putting something away, I suggest you actually say out loud where you're putting it. So, you know, here is here are the bills I have to pay. I'm putting them in the top drawer of the kitchen cabinet. And by saying it out loud, it's going to help you remember. Or if you're, let's say, visual, I would say have a system, have a document on your computer where you write down or you type in where you're putting things that are really important that you don't want to lose, but maybe you're not using them all the time. So, for example, your passport. If you're putting your passport on the top shelf in the bedroom closet, keep it on a document that you call, where am I putting things, or whatever you want to call it. And then just use your search feature in Word to find the item when you're looking for it.
But my problem is that I unconsciously just put things down. I'm not even sure where I put them in order to say, but like I'll be thinking of something else and I'll put them in. I won't even know where I put them. I won't have a chance to say.
So you're not in the moment when you're putting it down.
Right.
Okay,
we've got to get
thinking about something else,
girl.
You're being distracted, and you're.
Yeah.
So my suggestion in that case is to start practicing mindfulness. Anytime you catch yourself being a million miles away, pull yourself back to this current moment and avoid the multitasking. That's one of the best ways to be mindful. Because if you bring your awareness to what you're doing, it may reduce the amount of times you just drop things, but it'll also make you feel less stressed. And so my suggestion is to just do a little bit of research into mindfulness.
Okay,
that may not be what you expected, but that is my sense of what might help you.
And can I share something, Helen? Nadine, yeah. Something what I find when I get like that, I just stop everything. I go for a walk or I get outside in nature, and that really helps to ground me. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I don't have time for that, but that's really the time you need it the most, and it will help you to be more productive. Don't you say, mm-hmm. think, Helen?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. When you feel that you have the least amount of time, that's when you have to stop and take time for yourself. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
We'll have a whole show on that for you, Nadine. How's that?
That would be great.
Good.
Don't lose hope, Nadine. You can do it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, if
I'm
this
on.
Works,
go
if
ahead.
This works, I'll take you all out to dinner.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. We're going to hold you to that. Keep us posted and let me know how that goes.
I will. Thank you for answering my call.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
okay,
bye-bye.
Let's take a call. Not a call. We've got someone on the instant feedback here, Emily from Massachusetts. Her question is, and I love it, how do I get my husband to get organized?
Okay.
Thank you for your question, Emily.
So this is a question I get a lot. How can I get my husband, my wife, my kids organized? And, you know, the simple answer is you can't get anyone else organized, because if someone doesn't want to be organized, then you're going to hit the resistance, okay? However, you can get yourself organized and be the example, and you can also make requests in the other person's learning style, which may help them enormously. Okay. So a lot of times, just, you know, being there as a support, making some suggestions and stepping away is really the best way to do it. And to let the person do it their own way. Mm-hmm. I see so many situations, especially with parents, where they insist that the child organizes their room in a way that makes sense for the parents. And that's why it backfires, because it's not making sense for the kids.
Yes.
And so for your husband, my suggestion is to sit down first of all and let him know how the clutter is affecting you and how it's affecting the relationship, and ask him if he would be willing to do it, not necessarily for you, but for the benefit of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe help him figure out his learning style and help him set up systems that work for that.
And, you know, can I add to that, Emily, what I found really worked the miracle with my husband was I just focused on myself and did what I need to do to keep organized. And he just, by me being the example, that's where he followed. So, you know, I suggest that you get Helen's book. Helen, why don't you share your website again with everybody, and Emily can check out, you know, your website with the book.
Sure, absolutely. The website is weorganizeyou.com. That's the letter U.
Okay.
And the book is called Organizing Outside the Box. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books.
Great.
But
well, Emily, thanks.
There is a direct link on the website.
Perfect. Well, Emily, thanks for your question. I do appreciate that, as I bet millions of other wives are glad to hear the answer for
or
that,
husbands.
Too.
Or husbands.
Husbands, exactly. You know, I never think of a husband as being organized. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, it's always the wife, right? You know,
I get calls from husbands.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Now, we've got like literally 2 minutes left here. So
okay.
I want to make sure in a minute, can you share some organizing tips for the kinesthetic learner? And
absolutely.
Then we're going to be out of time.
So just to review, kinesthetic learners learn by doing, and they always need to be in motion in order to stay focused.
Okay.
So I'm going to suggest that you stand at a counter rather than sit when you're sorting and filing your paperwork. And that you position your filing cabinet a few steps away from your desk so you have to get up or roll your chair to reach it. And finally, the third tip for kinesthetic learners, choose storage containers with textures that appeal to your sense of touch. Wicker, canvas, leather. This is going to get you excited about organizing and be a natural fit for the kinesthetic learner.
That is perfect. Now, one more time, share your website with everybody, Kenya.
WeOrganizeYou.com.
Perfect. Well, Helen, it has been wonderful having you on the show. That went so fast. We're going to have to bring you back. I'm sure there was many more questions that we didn't get to. So thanks for being on the show. And
my
thank
pleasure.
You for organizing
you.
Our life.
Thank you so much, Steve. My pleasure.
I want to thank my guest today, Helen Buttigieg, for helping us all to discover how to get organized. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week, my guest is going to be Chaney Wiener, and the topic is how to manage your emotions so you have more wealth. On behalf of my guest, Helen Buttigieg, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.